You remember this guy.
Let me have a finger. There we go. That one be fine, not the one you give the truck drivers. And here we go. One, two, three. Don't move. I want to show you something fabulous.
It's been a minute since you may have caught him on WFYI TV, but Taylor Martin did not disappear. He's just been making a few things disappear every now and then. The magician, who performs under many different personas, had a lot of downtime during the pandemic, as we all did, but been a little bit of everywhere this year. Very soon, back in a familiar place, the Indie Fringe Festival. Taylor, my friend, welcome.
Thank you, sir. Good morning.
Talk about the pandemic. The career, I guess, almost disappeared, didn't it?
Well, the only show I had in the summer of 2020 was a funeral for a friend.
Wow.
And he asked me to do a magic trick at his remembrance, so I did for him and his wife.
Mm.
But after that, yeah, the whole year was gone. It was good that I'm now old enough to get Social Security, and I had a wife with tenure, so she's getting a retirement. So we did okay. We buttoned down, and because I'm not driving and everything, it worked out fine. So,
having that downtime and having probably a lot of time to think, what made you want to continue, to come back, if you will?
I'm an entertainer. That's the bottom line. I can't stop entertaining. I make people smile. I make people laugh. I make people think. And I was encouraged by Teller, of Penn and Teller. You know, we are the luckiest guys on the planet because we get to do what we love to do. And people were asking me, when are you going to do magic again? I mean, I had fans writing me from all over the country, and countries, I should say, because of Canada. And I was pretty close to saying, you know, why do all this? Well, it's my living. And I'm not happy unless I'm actually performing, and that's the absolute truth. You know, I'm pretty crazy that way. But I think people who have something they do for a living, they never go to work. They just do it. I just can't stop. I'm gonna die with my wand in my hand.
Let's talk about the Indie Fringe Festival. You're an Indie Fringe original, I believe.
I was there in 2005. I've been there for every Fringe except for two, I believe, but even then I produced one, and the other one I was in charge of the street entertainment, which I was horrible at. But we have just the most amazing time, and Fringe to me is the pure essence of theater. And my show, which is a second volume of the show I did 2 years ago called Tasty Bits, which I was not going to be in the Fringe this year, and I was going down to meet the new, wonderful new director of Fringe, Miss Jennifer, and as I was in the office, she said, we want to ask you something. You want to do a show? I said, what? Well, Les Kirkendall, who did America's first black drag queen, the Black Swan, last year, that show is getting a full production in Hollywood. And so he had to pull out. So they had four shows that were just convenient to me, and I said, yes. And my wife said, you should have seen that smile on your face. Yeah, so I put Tasty Bits 2, More Stories to be Told, which is at the District, for four performances.
You're doing a show as Taylor Martin.
As Taylor Martin,
not
yes.
As another character.
Well, there's going to be my characters in it. I'll be doing a singing telegram, which I was one of the original Merry Minstrels in Indianapolis, and I did over 10,000 singing telegrams. I'm going to talk about meeting Aaron Copland and Frank Zappa in the same week, which was really fun. Also, the other thing I'm talking about is my fans. I didn't realize till like the past week and a half how many I have here in Indiana. And it's just so glorious to be at, you know, 70 years old and being able to still do this stuff. I'm seeing people 10 years younger than me, and they've got heart problems and everything else. And I'm just lucky as can be to be doing what I do. So there you go.
Taylor Martin, it's always great to see you. Appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you, Ray. Appreciate it. Have a great day and a better one tomorrow.
His show is entitled Tasty Bits 2, and information is available at indiefringe.org.